Good morning. Good morning, beautiful faces. Welcome to another episode of Under the Sun with Sunny Morrison. I am your host, Sunny Morrison. Today is Thursday, October 15th. It is now 6:38 a.m. And we are not under the sun yet. We are under the stars and we are under the universe. And seem like I need to change the name of my show from Under the Sun to Under the Universe with Sunny Morrison. But yeah, by the time you listen to this podcast, it will be under the sun. So I just get an early start on my daily commute. And I do apologize. I did not get a chance to do a show yesterday on Wednesday. But yeah, we're going to keep it moving. And you know, every morning or before, prior to me starting the show, I always started off with some breathing exercise, as well as with some high frequency music at the Hertz of 528, so that we could start the show off with a clear mind, clear conscious, clear some subconscious, so that we could all absorb what I will be discussing or chatting today. So we're going to quickly get started with our breathing exercise and get started with that. So if you have not done this with me before, what you're going to do is you're going to breathe through your nose. Actually, you're going to inhale through your nose. And when you inhale through your nose, you're going to push that oxygen in the gut of your stomach and hold that oxygen in your stomach for 5 seconds. And then you're going to release it through your mouth until your stomach is empty. And as you are releasing the oxygen through your mouth, you will feel your heart rate calm itself down. And then you would do it again. Breathe through your nose. Hold the oxygen in your stomach. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release until your stomach is empty. Inhale through your nose. Hold your breath for 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release until your stomach is empty. And inhale through your nose one last time. Stomach is empty. Now I want you to take a moment to listen to the sound of the music. That got us going this morning. I hope everyone is tuning in, and hope you have a great day starting off today and have your to-do list of things that you need to get done and things that you need to prepare, so that way you don't leave anything out on this Thursday morning or Thursday day or evening or afternoon or evening, however you want to put it. So on today's show, we are going to talk about the election. And I know the other day I gave you guys a early voting calendar on different states or in each state, where what states have early voting or what states do not have early voting. But I want to talk to you all about this voting civil war that has been spreading around social media. And also I want to talk about Ice Cube trending all over Twitter and Facebook, let's just say all over Instagram, all over social media. So I want to touch bases first with everything that's going on with this election. I honestly think this is the worst election of history. It is. It is the worst. I want to speak about these so-called patriots that are injecting and spearheading propaganda to the country, that if the current CIC does not win, there's going to be a civil war, because they will feel like that the election was rigged and the other party took the election from him, so they are going to have a civil war. And then I hear that if he does win, the other party, or shall I say whoever is against him, is going to start a civil war as well. So I just want to say I don't understand either party or either supporter, because to me you all are crazy on both sides. It doesn't matter which side win or lose, because you all are not looking at the bigger picture. I don't get it. Like, so you're willing to kill people, innocent people, because the candidate that is running for president is not going to win, or if they don't win, you're willing to go around to kill innocent people who has nothing to do with any of this, when it's the government itself that has failed us on both parties. That is why we're so divided to this day, and we're never going to become one until we, the people, get on the same page. We're still continuing to rely on this government to bring peace in this country, when actuality, they're not going to do that. When you have people in office that does not have a focus that's on the good of all people, and not just a certain class of people, or not just a certain race of people, we're never going to be one. We're never going to be one. We're always going to be divided. It's always going to be chaos. One race is always going to feel like they are above. Then when you get other people that come to this country, they get brainwashed to believe that other races are, you know, not citizens. And it's just going to continue. It's never going to get better. The only way it's going to get better until God himself walk down on this earth and let everybody know that they are not the higher being. And the thing about it is, these people who are talking about having a riot or having a civil war are the main ones that says they're God of fearing Americans, they're Christian. I really don't think they understand what their religion is about. Or I really think that they are making these religions up. Me personally, I don't have a religion. I don't have a political party, because I see the way this is. This is just like it's like a cult. It's gotten to the point where the whole country is a cult. And it's crazy. And they're not even thinking about our children. If you're actually sitting on social media being interviewed by reporters, so that these reporters can interview you, so that they can get your response, put it on their YouTube page or their podcast or their social media so that they can get ratings of you, coming from you, to say that if the current CIC does not win, you need to grab your guns, protect yourself, because there's going to be a civil war, because we're going to take this country back. Take the country back from who and from what? It's like the way they're talking, you would think that the country has been invaded by another country. But the country has not been invaded by another country, or has it? So when that happens, that's when I want to see all these so-called patriot people step up and stand up instead of standing down and standing by. That's when they need to step up. Because honestly, the way this country is rolling right now, it's wide open for someone to come in here and take over. Because you all are being televised all over the world, not just here, all over the world. This is supposed to be the so-called richest and the most powerful country in the world, and we're showing division, we're showing weakness, we're showing hate amongst each other. It is sad, it is embarrassing, and it shows a sign of weakness. We're not tough. We can't even get along with each other. It is so easy for anybody that wants to come over here and take over. They can slither their way right in here. And they can manipulate us because we're so gullible. Anytime they find your weakness, and your weakness is to say, make America great again, and we're going to take this country back, and I am a patriot to this country. Oh, they done found your weakness. They found the weakness. Why wouldn't I be a patriot? Because I am an American. Okay. If you think that's going to work for you, I hope you have all the patriotic and all the American, heart and field and whatever it is that you show, sticking your chest out and flipping your hair to show that you are an American. When that happens, and God forbid it does not happen, but the way you all are carrying on right now, and how you're trying to stop people from voting, and how you're trying to take people's rights to vote, oh man, come on, you guys are pathetic. It's embarrassing. It really is. And it's so bad to the point where when you have 12-year-olds that's tuning in and watching how adults are acting, it is really embarrassing. How can you tell the children what to do when these grown adults are the ones that's out here carrying on this way? It's sad. It really is. So what I want to say to all the American people, pay attention to these patriots, because you got to think about it. When you look at the word patriots, it is words in there that you can find that would tell you what the patriot really represents. And that's the word riot. It could be riot or riots, because it is in the word patriots. It's in the word patriot without the S, and it's in the word patriot with the S. So understand that words create spells, and it's already in the word patriot. So I want you guys out there that's tuning in, do not let them pump fear in you. Do not let them pump fear in you about voting. If he wins, if the other party or whoever supports the other party, and honestly, the other party, the other people who says if he wins, what they're going to do, they don't even support the other party. They don't support neither party. They just don't support him. And that goes to show you that even if he win or lose, it's no unity. None. None whatsoever. So those rioters and those looters that was taking over the protesting during the Black Lives Matter and everything that was going on since this happened with George Floyd, those were the patriots that were out there rioting and looting. You can call them whatever you want to call them, but those were the patriots. It definitely wasn't the Black Lives Matter people. So don't let them pump fear in you about voting. Get out there and vote. I will tell you to vote in groups. I will tell you, don't let them scare you. Protect yourself. Since everybody wants to scream the Second Amendment, and that the other candidate is going to take the Second Amendment away, which the other candidate is not trying to take the Second Amendment away. They're just trying to make sure that those who are supposed to have a gun should have a gun, and not just any old body. Because they're trying to say that if a person goes to jail and they get out of jail, they should have a right to own guns, but then they don't want to give them the right to vote. That is really backwards to me. And that's what I mean by showing weakness in this country. We are very weak. We just got some of the dumbest rules to the point where we're just dumb. And I'm not going to say we, because I'm not going to include everybody in this. I'm going to say the government, because I don't agree with half the things that they implement. So I'm just saying, I want you guys to just be careful. Keep your eyes open when you are voting. Stand in line as long as you need to. Stand in line as long as you need to, because I saw where they were voting in Cobb County in Atlanta, Georgia. And those people were standing out there early voting for 5 hours. 5 hours. I don't care if it takes you overnight. Bring you a snack. Bring you a backpack. Bring you a pinch of tent if you have to. Bring an umbrella. Bring a jacket. Because I'm pretty sure the weather is starting to change in certain states. Don't let them pump fear in you. Do not let them pump fear in you. If he does not win, oh well, people, do not get angry and go around killing innocent people. If you have a problem, you need to take that up with the government. If he wins, don't go around killing innocent people. If you have a problem, you need to take that up with the government. Just know, if you take it up with the government and you have a civil war, you're not just fighting residents. You're not just fighting citizens. You're going to have to end up fighting the military. So I don't understand you people. You people are crazy. You people are dumb. Think about what you're saying. We are the laughing stock in this world. It is crazy. Super crazy. But I did want to talk about that. I wanted to get that started first so that I didn't, you know, because you know me, I'll start rambling, start talking about other stuff, and then I just get off topic and have to get myself back on it. But yeah, I wanted to discuss that. I really wanted to tell you all, do not let them pump fear in you. Now, when you want to have fear is when it comes unexpectedly. Because normally, when someone is going to do something like that, they won't tell you. They'll just do it. So you still want to be careful. Just be careful. Pay attention to your surroundings when you are going out. And just make sure you stand in that line and you vote. Another thing I wanted to add to this topic is, I was told by a few people that I have that's going to be either working the polls or, you know, volunteering or whatever. When you get your ballot in person, and if there is any marks on your ballot, any writing, any letters, you know, the R, letter N, any letter, the letter D, or any type of mark that is on your ballot, you need to ask for a new ballot. you need to ask for a new one. Because that means your ballot can be disqualified or it won't be counted because something was written on there. So also, when you are going to the precinct to drop off your ballot, just make sure, you know, you drop it off. I don't know if they'll give you a receipt or anything like that, but I don't know how that works, but I do know you can drop off your ballot in person rather than putting it in the mail. I recommend you please do not put your ballots in the mail. Please, please, please don't drop them off in the mailbox because you will not get them. They will not get them. They will not be counted for. And we already feel a little uncertain about dropping the ballot to the precinct even there, because it's been times in the past when the Bush administration was in office where they found tons and tons of ballots, you know, down in here in Florida. The, you know, the Republican parties, honey, they're a mess. All of them a mess. They are all a mess. And that's what I'm saying. Like, the government has failed us. And if we don't understand what the real deal is and stop fighting against each other and let the government know that you guys work for us, you work for the people. So just pay attention, people. I want to really quickly get into my next topic, which is this Ice Cube business. So I saw on social media that Ice Cube has teamed up with the current CIC's administration team to spearhead or to plan, what do you call it? This Platinum Plus plan for, I guess, Black America. I need to honestly say this, that Black folks, you guys need to stop trying to get a seat at these people's table. You need to really stop trying to get a seat at their table, and you need to create your own table, and you need to create an agenda for us. You need to find those that are interested and willingly and interested to run for office so that we could all create a program to start preparing those that are interested in running for office so that way they'll know what needs to be done. And I don't mean running for Republican, running for Democrat. I mean creating our own party so that we can run for our own party. Now, I'm not a big fan of Candace at all, but the only thing I can say, when she's talking about trying to get Black people not to vote Democrat, she threw me when she want people to vote Republican. Now, if she would have come out and started talking with some logic without all that yelling and hooping and hollering, sounding crazy, and just said, hey, we need to create our own party, not Blacksit to exit the Democrats to go vote Republican. That's not going to happen for me. Now, if she would have went and said, we're going to create our own party, it has nothing to do with the Republicans and it has nothing to do with the Democrats. We don't need their help. We have to stop thinking we need their help. We've been needing their help for years. And look where it's gotten us. They tried to pacify us and think that they gave us a Black president by putting Obama in there. That's great. But no, Obama couldn't do half the things that he wanted to do or could have done, which I felt like he could have done more. And I know in the beginning, Ice Cube kept saying, we need to ask the Democrats, what are they going to do for our vote? You know, but I never heard him talk like that when Obama was running. I never heard him talk like that when any of those presidents were running. When are you Black folks with all of this money are going to pool your resources together? Jay-Z, what's his name? Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, T.I., all of you. You all know your names. You all know who you are. You know Beyonce. All of you with this money. Oprah. All of you. All the basketball players with all of this money. Tyler Perry can only do so much. But at some point, we all need to come together that has the resources and that has the sources to sit down and create a party, a political party, that is going to get us where we need to be. Or if you're interested in even doing that, maybe you're not interested in doing that, you know. And if you're not interested in doing a political party, you can do a community activist where it's something that's for our people. We're not asking you to save everybody black, but at the end of the day, we're going to have to do something. Something has to be done. And we need to stop trying to sit at these people's seat. Sit at their table. That's why I say Tyler Perry can only do so much. He didn't hoop and holler and fuss and get mad with the Grammys because the Grammys didn't nominate a whole bunch of black folks. He didn't get mad with the basketball team or the National Basketball League because there's not enough black coaches or the NFL and all this other stuff. Who cares? We have enough people to do what we need to do, but we won't do it. We have all these opportunities, but we won't take them. I do know for a fact we can't save everybody black, but we can save those that want to be saved. So if that's what Ice Cube want to do personally, hey, it's his opinion. He can do what he want to do. If he feels like him sitting with Trump, them team, and the current CIC to talk to them about this Platinum Plus plan that they have for Black America, because my thing is, if they had a plan, they would have implemented long time ago. They would have implemented long time ago. The time when he was on his campaign, he never once talked about a Platinum Plus plan. The only Platinum Plus I know is Platinum Plus Music Group. But if that was something that they were really interested about or interested in doing for Black America, it would have been implemented long time ago. And he could have spearheaded somebody, you know, long time ago, like Candace Big Mouth. He could have got her to do it. Or Omarosa. He had her in office and she didn't do anything. Or Ben Carson. You don't even hear from him. So that's what I'm saying. Black folks, you all need to stop being so gullible, and you need to stop letting them manipulate you to let you believe that they're going to do something for us. They're not. We need to do for ourselves. We do. We have all the sources now. We have all the opportunities to do what we need to do for ourselves, whether we want to do it or not. We may not be able to get to the level of where we want to be without struggling or without being denied, that's for certain. Because it's not that we don't want to do it, it's that they won't allow us to do it. But we have to do it together in the masses, and we have to find loopholes, just like they find the little loopholes not to pay their taxes. And we can't be getting them handkerchief heads on board because they're not going to be on the same page with us. And what I mean by handkerchief heads, I'm talking about the black folks that want to sit at their table. They don't want to roll with us. They don't want to deal with their people. They want to sit at their table. So they'll sit there and they won't open their mouth. Anything that they say to go against our people, they'll sit there and allow it, and they won't open their mouths. So we can't have them. So everybody, I want us to, one, be careful when we're going early voting, because they are trying to scare us not to go vote. I'm at this point where win, lose, or draw, whatever. This is a free country. You have a right to vote. This is a free country. You have a right to voice your opinion. You should not be afraid to go and vote because it is not in the other party's favor or the other supporters or whoever these people are. It is not in their favor. Honestly, they have their own issues. They're angry about something else where they're pissed off. So they're going to take it out on the citizen, the American citizen, rather than them going to the government. Talk to them. Tell them how you feel or express yourself to them. Remember what they said. Now we are the most powerful. So all these people out there that's talking about there's going to be a civil war, I hope you're ready to have this war with the most powerful military, because you're not going to just be fighting these citizens. The military will be involved, unless the military getting ready to turn and create a chaotic situation as well. But I doubt it. But who knows? I don't put nothing past what's going on right now. But all I can say, everybody, is please be careful when you're out there. Don't give nobody a reason or opportunity to take your right to vote. Don't give anybody the energy to go back and forth with them verbally about who you support. Don't entertain these so-called Karens and these Kevins with their rhetoric. No, just keep it moving. Don't even give them a time of day. When you tell them that they are boring and that they are a snooze fest, then they will get an attitude because you're not giving them the reaction they want. Let them keep their wicked attitudes, wicked behavior to themselves, and you all move on with your day. Okay, so I want to say, let's continue to have hope, which is helping other people every day, as well as holding on to positive energy. So please, everyone, peace, love, and positivity to you all. Stay up and stay blessed and have a sunny day.